USA News. I'm Rich Johnson.
The ayes are 218. The nays are 211. The resolution is adopted.
The resolution is to remove Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar from the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Republicans say it's punishment for her comments years ago on Israel. Democrats say it's just political revenge. On the House floor before the vote, Omar said,
"Take your votes or not. I am here to stay, and I am here to be a voice against harms around the world and advocate for a better world."
The documents drama continues. The Wall Street Journal reports FBI agents will once again search the home of former Vice President Mike Pence. The Journal says Justice Department lawyers and Pence's lawyers are talking, and the search will happen in the coming days. President Biden's talking cooperation.
"We can come together to do big things for the country. We can join hands and get things done."
At this morning's National Prayer Breakfast, Biden said, "If we try, we can find more that unites us than divides us." Another day of crippling ice in the Mid-South. So far, the storms led to at least 9 deaths and cut power to tens of thousands. Several hundred flights, especially at airports in Texas, have been canceled or delayed. And there's another strong cold front blasting the upper Midwest, according to Bob Orovic at the National Weather Service.
"The cold snap that's occurring across the northern tier over the next few days is going to be really quick. As we go later in the weekend and into next week, the temperatures are going to be rebounding really quick. And actually, the temperatures are going to be mostly above average across the nation."
Republican attorneys general in 20 states are warning the big drugstore chains, CVS and Walgreens, do not mail abortion pills to customers in their states. Both chains recently applied to the FDA to fill prescriptions for those pills in states where they're legal. This is USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Two recent mass shootings in California have prompted some state lawmakers to try to strengthen the Golden State's concealed carry laws. One law would set a minimum age of 21 to get a permit. Another group is calling on President Biden to come up with a plan to stop gun violence, especially when it involves assault weapons.
"I agree with the rights of people to own guns and firearms. However, assault weapons, those things, they don't have a purpose in our society."
That's Kathy Taylor, who heads the group called Journey Forward, which helps gun violence victims. It's among more than 100 groups calling on the president to come up with a plan by next week's State of the Union address. You've heard a lot about how the world's bee population has suffered in recent years. One reason, they're losing access to natural wildflowers when we develop bare land and replace much of it with lawns.
"A lot of people like to have a really clean, manicured yard that's just pure grass, but what you're effectively doing then is creating a food desert for the bees."
That's Kyle Grubbs with the USDA's Bee Lab outside Washington, D.C. But research geneticist Karen Harris-Schultz says lawns don't have to be all that bad for bees. Just depends how often you mow.
"About a 14-day interval is enough to produce the flowers. So if they're mowing every 14 days, that should be okay. And of course, mowing once a month is probably even better."
Mowing less often allows your grass to flower, which gives the bees something to harvest. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
"Chris, this needs to go to Parkville by 3.
Joy to the holiday packages that keep coming at Jimenez Couriers.
Coming your way, but the drop-off location is changing.
She needs delivery drivers with the gift of punctuality.
Anyone looking to pick up some overtime? Anyone?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply."